Hey y'all, you're listening to Crazy in Love, the podcast. I'm your host, Courtney. So, it's honestly about time for me to start a new routine. If you listen to the previous episodes, you kind of already got to catch up with what's going on in my life and stuff like that. And I'm really, stepping out on faith. That's exactly what I'm doing right now in my life. Like, I got a semi-plan, but for the most part, I'm moving forward. And what I mean by moving forward is just taking steps forward. And I will adjust as life comes. For everybody that don't know, I'm leaving my job, pretty stable job, but I'm not happy. So I'm leaving my job. I will be starting back school in January. But between that time and now, I kind of just be recentering myself, getting back to me, grounding myself, getting back to me, creating a routine that works for the life that I want to live, that type of stuff. So it's like a hard reset, but it is much needed. And I was listening to Oprah Soul Sundays, the podcast. I never watched the show. And which one was this? I will try to put it in the show notes. But I was listening to one of them, I believe. It was so good. I can't remember the title because I listened to three, but all three of them together was still like under an hour, so you could listen to all three. But anyway, I was listening to one and Oprah was speaking about time, and it's so true. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, you have to find time for your spouse, right? But you can't find time for your spouse sometimes because you have to work or you have the kids or whatever the case may be. So when we talk about ultimate joy or ultimate happiness, everybody always says it's money. But when Oprah was talking about it, what she was saying was making so much sense. Like, it's not money, it's time. And that's true because you think you're chasing money, but in reality, you're chasing time. That money is going to afford you the time to do the things you want to do. And then you can live your life how you want to live. Now, if you listen to the previous episodes, y'all already know how I feel about working a 40-hour work week. We not supposed to be doing this, you know, racist reparations, all that good stuff. That's literally how I feel about it. We are not supposed to be playing into this system where we're supposed to work 40 hours a week for 52 weeks out of the year and maybe take those 2 weeks of vacation time off and maybe use your sick days, or you got to battle with somebody to use your sick days, or you need to show proof that you're sick. And me and my mom was talking today, and it's insane. She's not feeling well, so she stayed home. This is her second day home, and we're still in a worldwide pandemic, all that. And her boss was like, well, I need a doctor note. That's insane. Why must I give you an excuse for me to stay home? That's first and foremost. Second, if I was to go to the doctor to provide you an excuse so I could stay home without conflict at my job, I would then be paying to stay home. It's outrageous. My word should be enough. If I know my body, if I don't feel well, I don't feel well. So I think a lot of things that's going on right now in the world is people fighting for time. You know, people wanting people to return to the workforce and just to continue. And I understand the older generation almost seems like they cannot grasp why people, quote unquote, don't want to work. It's not that. It's almost like it's coming to a point where working has to make sense. You have to be in your purpose. You have to be in alignment with your highest good. You have to want the job. I think we're beyond the times of just working just to work. And what really brought me to that is back, a couple months ago with the rent increase. Like I said, I could afford the rent increase. But it's almost like I would have been skimming. I would have had just enough every month. You know, when's the end of that? If I got just enough this month and then just enough next month, and then I supposedly supposed to save the little bit of extra money I got, it just wouldn't be valuable. It just wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have been financially responsible almost to sign another lease, knowing eventually something would happen. Now, looking into my now, I made the best decision I could have possibly made, because here I am a couple months later, feeling real miserable at work, don't want to be there, all that good stuff. So it's like, if I would have signed a lease, I couldn't make the change that I'm making now, because I would have felt, well, of course I could have, but realistically, I would have felt obligated to keep working so that I could keep my lifestyle the same as it has been. And sometimes we have to just step forward. And stepping forward is just that. Now, does that mean you guarantee going to have some grounding under you? No, you can step forward and fall face first. But is that a bad thing? Absolutely not. You can also get up and continue to walk forward. Being stagnant is not enough, and it sure ain't enough these days. You know, when I think about my parents and how far they come, and just the people around me who've been working for a really long time, and just seeing almost like them talk about how they wish that they would have done something different, or they would have took the time, or you miss your kid birthday party and all that. When these moments pass, they are gone. You know, they're gone. It's nothing else to say. And I also listened to, was this Oprah as well? I think this was Oprah as well. I was listening to, like, I think I listened to 3 episodes. And it really, everything that was being said made sense. And these were interviews with millionaires, you know, millionaires who had mindfulness. So it was like a collaboration. People who practice mindfulness that are millionaires. And mindfulness is pretty much you thinking and you making decisions and you being in the moment. Being in the moment is hard if you so used to not being in the moment. For example, when I went to the doctor not too long ago in the waiting room, it was almost like every other seat, because, you know, COVID. But everybody's head was down. Everybody's looking at their phone. And I'm not going to say that's not being in the moment. But back when I was pregnant, I used to go to the doctor. You would look at the person next to you, nod heads, you know, kind of talk to each other about your pregnancies. And so it's almost like if you're not in the moment, you're almost isolated, either with your thoughts or with your phone, or with, you know, something that's unique to you. Maybe you got in headphones. Sometimes you need to go outside and just listen and hear the wind. Hear the wind. Hear the trees. Hear the birds. Hear the crickets. Sometimes you need to do that stuff, because what it does is ground you. I took my little sister somewhere yesterday. She had the practice. And I went outside. She was at a place I don't usually go to, but I went outside and I sat by a tree. I did not like it, so I got up. I walked into a field and I sat there. And I literally just sat there until she was done. I meditated for like 5 minutes, but then other than that, I just sat there and I watched a video on my phone and took some notes, that type stuff. And before I knew it, it felt like maybe 15 minutes, but we had been there an hour. And that's a form of grounding, is just getting out in nature and just resetting. And that's being mindful. Because here I am in the moment. I'm out here. Let me touch this tree. Okay, ew. I don't like the way it feel. Blah, blah, blah. Move on. Let me feel the grass. Let me look at the bugs here. What are they doing? You know, what are the ants working on? That's being in the moment. It's been, I don't think we really realize how long it's been since we explored. as people. You know, when you get into this daily grind, you're doing one thing, and that's not one thing technically, but one thing, like, I gotta go to work. You go to work, you spend 8 hours, you tired, you gotta fix dinner, reset. So sometimes you gotta take yourself out of that pattern and do something different. But going back to what I was saying with the lady with the lady on the, and I'm gonna tag all these interviews in the show notes because they were really good. But she talked about her daughter, and it reminded me of Nala. Nala always, y'all, she always, and I do mean always, brings up this one time I did not play dolls with her. This one time. We have talked about it multiple times, and when I say talked about it, I mean she tell me how she feel about it. I tell her how I feel about it. I also, you know, offer my apologies. All that good stuff, you know, really having a conversation with her about it. This conversation has came up so much, and y'all, Nala 11 now, I think back when y'all heard her, she may have been 9. So it's been a while. So she brings it up, I say how I feel about it, but this lady, she did a thing, and she started over, which means I think she have like a 13-year-old, and then she has a kindergartner or something. And so I don't know if she's seen the mistake she made in the first child, or maybe seen the way she can improve in the first child. But the second child, she said no matter what she's doing, but if the baby asks her to play, she plays. And when she said it, it really, like, I don't know. It didn't put things in perspective for me, because I being new, that's something that I have regretted, not playing with Nala more. So it's like, I'm already aware that I should have played with her more. Yeah, you know, we colored, we did a lot of things, but those dolls, I do not like playing with Barbie dolls. And I kind of let that shadow me choosing what I would do with the child. And I think a lot of people do that. Like, your child may want to play checkers, but you want to play chess. Or maybe they want to play a silly board game, but you want to play a learning board game. Like, that type of stuff. Like, you're doing it with them, but you're not necessarily doing what they want you to do. And sometimes we need to back up off that. Because this is a prime example of that, where she wanted me to play dolls. And yeah, we colored, played outside, blew bubbles, you know, played with Legos, whatever, whatever, whatever. But we didn't do the one thing she wanted to do. So this lady, she spoke about taking that time, no matter what, for dropping down and playing with her child. And that's being in the moment, because your baby is going to remember that. She's going to remember my mama did not care where she was going, but if I asked her to play with me, she played. And that can mean 2-3 minutes. The longest a child really going to hold you is like 10-15 minutes. You know what I mean? If you got somewhere to go. But sometimes you need to lose yourself in that moment. And life, whatever this is that we're doing, is keeping us in a place where we feel like we don't have time. And that's insane. We do have time. It is literally the only thing we got. It's the only thing we got. I love spending time with my little sisters, to see how much they have grown, their thought process, and seeing them develop as a person. It's amazing. With Nala, the same thing. Seeing her personality, how it's flourishing, her strong points. You know, what things she need to work on, what can I assist with, do you want my advice, you know, all that good stuff. And we just keep fighting for something that we don't really realize that we are in control over. Now, with this being said, I understand my life. I understand that everybody can't drop what they're doing, because that's the reality of the situation. You know, the person that's spiritual living in the woods is just that. They quote-unquote crazy. They not, but they are. You know what I mean? You would rather live in the woods? Like, nah, I wouldn't rather live in the woods. But I understand the thought process of this ain't what we supposed to be doing. But you still need to do something to generate an income so that you can live a way that makes sense with the life you want to live. And that's what I believe. So I wanted to come and I just want to bring things together because I need to create a routine, number one. And creating a routine is more so about me managing my time. And we talked about this way back when. I'll go ahead and tag that episode in the show notes too. But we talked about managing our time better. But that was in the aspect of work. I want to commit to managing me better, if that makes sense. You know, managing not exclusively working around my work schedule and figuring that out, but more so like creating a routine that's going to elevate me. You know, like I said yesterday, I sat in the field. I watched some videos. I wrote some notes. I'm trying to learn a new skill. By the way, I don't know. But in the last episode, I think I told y'all I was taking a grant writing class. And y'all, grant writing is a lot. It is not for the faint-hearted. It is not just like filling out an application. It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to kind of come back and just speak on that. And like I said, I've been listening to the Soul Sundays, and they've been so helpful with so many things. And I listened to a book by Oprah and a doctor. I don't remember the doctor's name, but I think it was like Pathway to Clear. And I listened to that through an app called Libby, and they're not paying me, but I'm just telling y'all that. It's an app called Libby, and you can listen to audiobooks for free. As long as you got a library card and you just put your library card in and it's like you checking it out just like a regular library. And also, they have regular books, but I don't read off my phone, so I don't do that. Like ebooks, they have that too. So I just do the audiobooks and, you know, the podcast, because podcasts have brought me a long way. I love listening to podcasts. But yeah, I was listening to Super Soul Sundays, and a lot of the things that they were talking about was just going around this same point, which is time. Time. Time is the thing everyone's looking for. Time is this thing that's going to help you managing your time better, you know, being productive. And while we talking about this, I want to bring up something. Because, me, like I said, 40 hours, I just don't believe in that. I don't believe we're supposed to be giving majority of our life to a job. That's insane. And then retire at 67, 62. However old it is, it ain't it. Not from 18 to 62. And that's what's going to make you a quote-unquote hard-working citizen, a member of society, all that good stuff. It sound good, but when you doing it, it's different. And that's also just coming from me not doing anything that I love. If you love your job, by all means, because there's people out there that are very passionate about the things they do, and we need y'all where y'all at. Those are the doctors, nurses, teachers, everybody that go to work and love it. I don't care if you're a plumber. If that's your passion, by all means. And that's kind of going into the next point, well, two points I wanted to make, which is the one I have mentioned before on this show, which is I believe that if everyone had the opportunity to do what they wanted to do, the world would run the same. I really believe that. I believe if you want to be a teacher, you could go be a teacher, then it will be just what it is. But it's so many systems in place to make whatever it is you want to do seem a little bit out your reach. A little bit out your reach. That is discouraging. And the same thing with the 40 hours. They have almost, they proven this on the news. That people that were given the opportunity to come to work when they want to and leave when they want to, they did just as much work as the people who stayed, was forced to stay there 40 hours. That's the plot twist. So, I don't know. It's just a thing with time that I'm noticing. It's like everything is boiling down to time now. You know, how much time is you going to spend watching TV? How much time are you on Facebook? Did you put the time in today to shorten your time you spend on something tomorrow? You know, you got to take a final exam. How much time are you allotted to take it? All this stuff matters. And it's like a battle of why. You know, why does it matter? Why do I need to do these things to be a member of society? So, yeah, it's like a little rant that I'm having, but we got to figure it out, y'all, so we can move forward. You know, I don't know how you guys are spending your time, but I'm in a place where I'm resting, resetting, and planning. And sometimes, if you have a family, you got a spouse, of course you want to make time for them, but I think we have to remember to put us first. You cannot pour from an empty bucket. Healthy love is the best love. And that's within all your relationships. That's parent, child, spouses, siblings, you know, co-workers, friends. Healthy love. You need healthy boundaries. And long as you practice what you need to practice, then you'll be good. And this time, we want to talk about time. So, tomorrow, not today, tomorrow, be mindful of how you are spending your time. You know what I mean? And I mean that in the most, like, respectful way. How much time are you spending on Facebook? Did you spend any time with your children? Because seeing your child and spending time with your child is two separate things. And we all guilty of it. We all have had days where the day is just going. And yeah, you set your child down, y'all ate, whatever. But did you spend genuine time with them? Eye contact, listening ears, repeating what is being said to you so that they know you're listening. In order for us to be a different people, we would have to do it differently. And that's where every aspect. Is somebody trying to set boundaries with you? Are you listening? You know what I mean? Are you spending too much time somewhere? Sometimes we got to self-reflect to see what we're doing, what are our shortcomings so that we can make it better. And that's all I got for y'all. I'm going to put all these things that I mentioned in the show notes, because it was definitely Oprah's Soul Sundays. Yeah. And it was also a book. I find a book too. So, yeah. Yeah. I listened to a lot of Oprah recently, but I listened to a lot of great things. But, yeah. It was just like the time thing was getting to me because it made sense. It made sense. And being mindful and being in the moment. What's the point of you going to see a movie if you're on your phone? Or going to a theme park and you looking at the time you want to leave? You know what I mean? How much time is enough for you to relax? You on vacation, but you counting down the days there. Or you thinking about what you're going to do when you get back. All of it. All of it plays a part. Thank y'all so much for listening. I'm going to put all that stuff in the show notes. And I will talk to you guys next time.